anti-Jewish restrictions were initiated by the German governor of occupied Poland. In November 1939, all Jews were required to wear armbands with the Star of David. In January 1940, each Jewish person was forced to register for an identification card, Kennkarte. Wearing the Star of David made us targets. We were pushed off sidewalks, beaten, and forced to work for free. The Germans were not only the perpetrators. Many Polish people took advantage of the Jews' misfortune. Suffer, die. The ugly laughter and insults were hard to take, especially as a 14-year-old kid. I felt the urge of fight back, but how? I refused to show that I was afraid and angry. I had to persevere, and with this battle. On March 3rd, 1941, German occupation authorities announced that no later than March 30th, all 15,000 Jewish people remaining in Kraków must relocate to a small section of the city. Ghettos were designated areas where Jewish people were isolated and confined in deplorable living conditions. Inhabitants were vulnerable to freezing temperatures, disease, starvation, random murder by Nazi authorities, and deportation to death camps, actions. By mid-1941, Nazi leaders set into motion the final solution to the Jewish question, which was to eliminate all Jewish people in Europe. A 1.5-room apartment in the Kraków ghetto was assigned to us by leaders of the Gestapo. It was on the ground floor of a 3-story apartment house. Our room had no window and served as our kitchen. The one room was 10 by 10 feet and was our living room and bedroom. We 3 kids slept on the floor. Each of the building's 3 floors had a bathroom with only 1 toilet that 25 people shared. The building had no bathtubs or showers, but we were lucky to have running water. The Polish winters are very cold. Since my dad was the only one in Kraków who could refurbish fur coats, the Gestapo allowed him to have workshop at the Gestapo headquarters on Pomorska Street. They issued him a special ID, allowing him to ride his bike to work and home. Residents of the ghetto who did not have a job serving the Gestapo had to report every morning to be assigned work. At this time, I was 16 years old. One bitterly cold winter day, a small group of men and I were selected to remove snow and ice from a bridge. In temperatures 30 degrees below zero, we had to chip away the 1 foot thick layer of ice with a pickaxe. The prospect of getting frostbitten feet and hands or freezing to death entered my mind. During this time, when my family and anyone the Nazis deemed undesirable were surrounded by hatred and cruelty, there were a few individuals who risked their own safety and made great sacrifices to help us. These upstanders did what they knew to be right, despite the potential consequences to themselves and their families. Marina was the first upstander that my family had the privilege of knowing. I will always remember her as a soft-spoken angel who worked tirelessly to help us. She would make the 18-mile round trip barefoot from the little farmhouse to us, sometimes twice a week, to bring fresh milk, eggs, butter, and home-baked bread. After we were forced to move to the ghetto, my dad would meet with Marina at a determined time and place to receive food. As time passed and our situation became increasingly dire, Marina would not give up.